Okay, let's get back to our sugya. Today's daf is daf hey, but before that, we are still on Dalet Amud Beis. So we are up to, so where we're going to start from, we're going to start from the third to last skinny line on Dalet Amud Beis, the word Itmar. The Gemara is in the middle of a three-part discussion of how do you view days of Kodesh together. You make Kodesh together. Previously, in Masechah Sukkah, we discussed the concept when you have two you make Kodesh on the same day. How do you look at it? It's Shabbos Yantav. It's Yantav Shabbos. It's Rosh Hashanah Rosh Chodesh. How do you look at that? This is a different sugya. This is when you have 2 days next to each other. When you have 2 days of Yantav next to each other, how do you view that Kedusha? So we did part one already, which was when you have Yantav and Shabbos next to each other. So you view that as Kedusha Achas, Shtei Kedushos, and that was the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan on Dav Dalet and Aleph, and that sugya ended where we're up to right now, three lines, third to last skinny line on Dalet Amud Beis at the word Itmar. But along the way, the Gemara brought up the principle, which I just wanted to talk about for another 3-4 minutes, and that is the principle of Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Charchila. But one is not, even though we know there's a concept called Bittel, that if an Isser becomes nullified in a mixture, then it is Mutter, and we say that that's a L'Charchila. Once something becomes Batel, then L'Charchila, you're allowed to rely on Bittel and use the item. So even though we ask it that way, Bidi Eved, but one is not allowed to be Mevatel something L'Charchila. That is an Isser, probably Durabanan. Most assume that Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Charchila is an Isser Durabanan, but the Gemara says it is limited. It is limited to Isurei Da'oraisa. But if it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, so then you're allowed to be Mevatel it. And that's what the Gemara quoted here, that if you have a piece of a branch that fell into your fire on Yantif, you can throw in more wood and use it, because that is an Issa D'Rabbanan, Muxet is an Issa D'Rabbanan, and therefore it would be Mutter. Remember, the Tosfos Yishanim we had on Daf Gimel, it is a Chamur Issa D'Rabbanan, it's Chamira K'Da'oraisa, but it's still Asami D'Rabbanan, according to this Gemara. One Ha'ara and then one Kasha. The Ran and Avodah Zarah points out that, I don't know if I had it yesterday, but anyway, the Ran and Avodah Zarah points out that the whole Isser must only be where you have Kavana to get benefit from the Isser. But if you're doing Bittel for some other reason, not to get benefit from the Isser, then it's Mutter. You know what the biggest Raya says the Ran is? Kashering something. Why are you allowed to kasher something? How do you kasher something? You put it into this big. Says, how do you kasher something? Hagolas Kalim. He says, you're getting out the Isser. You're being in. Sometimes it might be removing, but other times it's being mevatel the Isser. Says the Ran, kashering something in Masechet Avodah Zarah. That shows that aren't you being mevatel the Isser? The answer is no. There is no Isser of ein mevatlin Isser l'chadchila, except when you're having kavana lahenos miha Isser. But if there's no kavana lahenos, then it would be mut. Okay. Related to that topic. Okay, but one other interesting discussion that comes up in this sugya, and that is a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch seems to have a stira how we paskin by Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Charchila. In Yaradeya, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like our Gemara, that Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Charchila and Simon Tzadik Tess in Yaradeya, Isser Shel Devrehem, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Shulchan Aruch that when it comes to an Issa D'Rabbanan, you're allowed to be mevatel Issa Chachilu. You're allowed to add on and then be mevatel it. That is what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Tzadik Tess, and you're a day like in our Gemara. The problem is in Arachayim and Hilchas Chanukah. In Arachayim and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tuf Reish, where is the Tafresh Ayin Zayin? The Shulchan Aruch says, what do you do with the leftover oil on Chanukah? The end of after the eighth day, you have leftover oil that was supposed to be used. So what? That's what you brought it for. Okay. Hanoser b'yom ha'shmini min ha'shemen, hatzorach l'shir hadlaka. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? So what should the Shulchan Aruch say? This is oil that Chanukah is also midi rabbanan. So the Shulchan Aruch, if he passes the way like he did in Yaradei, should say, you're allowed to be mevatel Isser L'Charchila, right? Just like our Gemara. Our Gemara says, by Yisrael Rabbani, you're allowed to be mevatel it. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Oselo medura v'sorfa b'fnei atzmo. You make a fire and you burn it, you're not allowed to use it. You know, it's also by, no, you're not allowed to use it. Some have the minhag of saving it for to burn with the chametz. I heard that b'shem Rav David Feinstein, that not only the lulavs, all the holidays all together. You know, Chanukah and Sukkot and Pesach. But the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to be misarivit. Right? Shahari hooksala misvaso. V'im nisariv b'shem and acher, and even if it gets mixed up in other oil, v'ain shishim levatzlo, yeshvi sha'omer sha'ein lohosim alav k'dei levatzlo. Says it b'feirish. Ain mevatlin Isser L'Charchila, even by Neiros Chanukah, which is asa midrabanan. That is the sira that is dealt with in the Shulchan Aruch, that the post of the Shulchan Aruch tried to discuss. So the Magen Avraham here says, in Aruch Hayim, answer number one, how do you get out of the sira? Neris Chanukah are different. You know why? Davar Sheish L'Matzirin. Chanukah, you save till next year. Like we had yesterday, the Mordechai says, Chametz is not a Davar Sheish L'Matzirin because it's going to be usher next year. But the Magen Avraham here says, Chanukah is Davar Sheish L'Matzirin, that's why it's not going to be batal, because it's going to be mutter next year again. The Shach in Yaradeya says maybe Huxel Mitzvasa is different. Maybe when Huxel, that's a different type of Muksa. Other type of Yisurah Rabbanan, okay, you can be Mavatel, but Huxel Mitzvasa is different. But then there are two other answers given by the Achronim. There's an answer given by the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi, he has about 10 pages on Hilchas Neiris Chanukah at the end of Sefer Shmos, in the Beis Halevi al Torah, and it's also given by the Chavos Das, the Deceivus on Yaradeya. He says, the only time, and it's Mistaver, the only time that we would say Im Vatel Nisal Chachila is allowed by, let's say, Yisurei D'Rabbanan, is only by Dvarim that you eat. By Dvar Achila. But if it's a Dvar Hana'a, if something is Asur Bahana'a, then I'm never allowed to be Im Vatel it. Even by Yisurei D'Rabbanan. Why? Because the Bittel itself is considered a Hana'a. When I'm a Vatel it, I'm getting Hana'a because I'm going to have more oil. Or I'm going to have more of whatever the item is. So when it comes to Isurei Hana'ah, of course it has to be Asur to be Mevatalim in the first place. Ulachar Hayanira, the shiny sham, Tehim Isur Achila. If you have B'Shaz Bittel, when you're Mevatalit, you didn't get any pleasure if it's a Dvar Achila. So you're Mevatalit, now it doesn't exist anymore. Avol Neiris Chanukah, the Asur Bahana'ah, Imkei Kishim Arba Levatzlo, Hari Oz Ika Hana'ah, Mevashini Tosla Shlo Shem and Heter. You're getting more Hana'ah by being Mevatalit. So you can't do that. Even my Isurei Drabbanan. That's what the Chavos Das says, and that's what the Beis Halevi says. That's the third answer. And finally, the fourth answer, and then we'll move on, is given by Rav Soloveitchik. It's quoted in a few places. I have it here from the Rabbi Ganak Sefer, Gan Shoshanim. He has it. He says, look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Chanukah. What does it say? It doesn't just say, you're not allowed to get Hana from it. It says, Osem Midura Bifnei Atzma Umavatzva. Make a big fire and burn it. Make a big fire in the leftover Chanukah candles, oil. What do you make a big fire? So Rav Soloveitchik says this relates to a shir that we had a couple years ago, and that is the connection between Neiris Chanukah and Neiris of the Beis HaMikdash. There are many connections, both in Minhag and in Din, in terms of Bizui Mitzvah, in terms of putting it in the shul, in terms of many halachas that we mentioned, that there's a parallel and a model between Neiris Chanukah and Neiris of the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Soloveitchik suggests maybe that's the basis for having a different halacha of Yom HaLitzel Chathila, because this oil has Mikdash status in a certain sense. And if Mikdash status, just like, what do you do with Psuli HaMikdashim? You burn it. You burn it separately. So too, maybe that's where the Neiris Chanukah comes from. Okay, so those are four answers to answer the kasha of the stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Magen Avraham, maybe it's Davar Sheish L'Matzirin, the Shach, maybe it's Huxel Mitzvaso, the Beis HaLevi, that if it's Dvar Hana'ah, then it's Usur to do it because you're getting Hana'ah right then. And then before, maybe the connection to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that is a few extra Ha'aris on Eim Avatzlin. Now we move on. Third to last skinny line, Dalet Amud Beis. Itmar. So the first halakha that we spoke about was 2 days Yontif and Shabbos next to each other. Itmar. Now we talk about the following case. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shogolias. What about in Chutz La'aretz? The 2 days of Yontif and Chutz La'aretz. How do we view them? Do we view them as one long kedusha, or do we view them as two kedushos? So machlokes with a nafkamina, of course, being nolda bazeh mutaris or asura bazeh. If you have an egg born on the first day, if you say it's one long kedusha, you would not be able to eat it on the second day because it's one long kedusha. It was born today. If you would say base kedushos, two separate kedushos, then whatever was born on the first day of yontif should be able to be used on the second day of yontif because we manavshach. One of the days is weekday. So machlokes again, but here Rav is the mutter one. Rav amar nolda bazeh mutaris bazeh. Rav says mutter on the second day because of shtei kedushos. Rav asi amar nolda bazeh. Ravasi says no, it's one long kedusha, and therefore it is usher even on the second day. Lema kasava Ravasi kedusha achasi. Are we supposed to assume then that Ravasi holds his kedusha achas because he wouldn't use the egg even on the second day yantif? But 1 second, v'har Ravasi mavdil miyom tova lachavre. Ravasi used to make havdalah in between the first and the second day of yantif. Used to make havdalah. We don't do that. We make Abdallah when it's Shabbos going into Yantif. Okay, that's Hamal to be Kodesh L'Kodesh. But Rav Asi used to make Abdallah in between, let's say the first 2 days of Sukkot fell out on Tuesday and Wednesday. He used to make Abdallah in between. So what do you see from the fact he made Abdallah? He must hold Shtei Kedushos. He must hold two Kedushos, and each day is different, separate than the other day. So how could he say that Nolda Bazeh Asura Bazeh, which seems to say Kedusha Achas, he made Abdallah in between? So Gemara says no. You know why he made Abdallah? Ravasi Svuka Masafkalei. Really? Ravasi wasn't sure whether it was Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. He had a suffix. You know what? He went Lechumra to cover all his bases. Avid Hacha Lechumra V'Hacha Lechumra. So he was Machmer on both sides. He wouldn't eat the egg on the second day, yet he would make Abdallah just to cover his bases. What's the Kasha? Tarta the Sasri. Okay, we've had that before sometimes. In a sitting, making a bracha, not making a bracha, sitting in a sukkah. But what's the other problem? He was machmir. What? Safek what lakula? So he's rabbanon lakula. So he brachas la'akel. What? He's being machmir. He's been covering his bases. He's being machmir. So therefore, he's saying havdalah. But he's bracha levatala. That's being machmir. That's being machmir. So I mean, so what? How can you say that's a chumra? That's a kula. It's a chumra in terms of havdalah, but it's a kula in terms of. In terms of bracha levatala, that's the kasha of the shita b'kubetzas. There is a shita b'kubetzas on beitza. It's not so big, but there is a shita b'kubetzas on beitza. Who has this kasha? He goes to the ritva. Hikshar haritva. The bishop sveika hechem machas nafshe lomer havdala ubesavi bracha shita tzricha sheish ba bishop losisa. The Gemara we had in Maseches Brachas says that bracha levatala is an iser to oraisa maybe of losisa. So the shita gives two answers. He says number one, maybe it doesn't mean he made havdala separately. Maybe he made havdala in shemone esrei. He just said, he said Matod Dienu, that's all it means. Doesn't mean that he made actual Havdalah with a separate bracha. One answer. Second answer, no. He says, Inami, since if it is Shtei Kedushos, why was Ravasi Machmir? Because maybe it's Shtei Kedushos. So it says the Mishita, Kiva to be the Oraisa Chol Gomerhu, Hakhazi La Havdalah, Lekamishim Bracha Levatalah, the Isra Bracha Levatalah Durabananhi, the Chiv Havdalah, the Oraisa. Says the Shita, you know why it's allowed? Because Bracha Levatala is only an Issur Rabbanan of Lo Sisa. This is what Rov Rishonim hold against the Rambam. But, right, what's a Bracha Levatala? Lo Sisa. What's the Issur of Lo Sisa? Lo Sisa Shem Hashav. So if you ask me, that would mean saying Hashem's name in vain. So saying a Bracha that you weren't supposed to say, is that in vain? Look at the words you're saying. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. Beautiful word. That's Lo Sisa? So that's why Rov Rishonim say that saying an inappropriate Bracha is not an Issur Daraisa. Because you're not using Hashem's name in vain. You weren't supposed to say the bracha, but what you said still was a beautiful statement. You just weren't supposed to say it. So that's why Rov Rishonim assume that a bracha levatala is an issur d'rabbanan. The Rambam says it's an issur d'oraisa. But anyway, the Rov Rishonim says it's a d'rabbanan. So that's what the Shita assumes here. Bracha levatala is only d'rabbanan. The Chiv of Havdalah is d'oraisa. The Chiv of Havdalah is d'oraisa. So that's why you'll make a bracha, the d'oraisa will be the d'rabbanan. But what do you see from the Ritva here? Not only, there are two assumptions that are important. Number one, Havdalah is d'oraisa, but not only Havdalah of Shabbos, Havdalah of Yontif Yod is d'oraisa. That's what we're talking about here. And that is the Machlokas. If you look in the Rambam in Perach Chavtes and Ilcha Shabbos, the Rambam is the Shita that holds Kiddush and Havdalah are d'oraisa on Shabbos and on Yontif. The Rambam holds everything is d'oraisa. The Rambam writes, Kishem Shemekadshid B'Leili Shabbos, Umavdilin B'Motzi Shabbos, Kach Mekadshid B'Leili Yabatovim, Umavdilin B'Motzi Yom Tovim. Right? Kishem. Kishem means pashtus, that it's all d'oraisa. That is the sheet of the Rambam. That the mitzvah of honoring Shabbos is noting when it starts and noting when it finishes. That's all part of the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos. Zachar Shem Shabbos L'Kadsho is B'Kinitzaso U'Bitziaso. But other Rishonim, the Magen Mishnah quotes that other Rishonim don't agree. Some Rishonim say the Havdalah on Shabbos is Drabanan. Only Kiddush is Daraisa. And even if you say that's Daraisa, maybe on Yontif it'll be Drabanan. But anyway, this is a big issue. One of the big Nafkaminas, whether Havdalah is Daraisa or Drabanan, one of the big Nafkaminas is women. Women's Chiv and Havdalah. Right? One of the issues. Havdalah, because we know women are Chayavos in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. So is Havdalah a mitzvah of Shabbos? It's after Shabbos, but it has to do with Shabbos. So it's unclear. Unclear with the Rishonim whether women are mechuyavos, and if is it daraisa, is it derabanan, is part of the issue. So that's why we discussed this in the past, whether women are chayavos, even if they are chayavos, should they make havdalah? Why is there a minhag that women don't make havdalah? Okay. So that is a discussion from the Ritva on this, that he was machmir, so he was machmir two ways. He wouldn't eat the egg on the second day, and he wouldn't make havdalah. Just one other Hosafa, Rav Elchanan asks, Bizman hazeh, we consider it shtei kedushos. We consider Yantif Shtei Kedushas. It's Bishop Safi Shtei Kedushas. So why don't we make Havdalah in between the 2 days Yantif? You know, it's from the Gemara, he was just Mesupik. But if he knew for sure it was Shtei Kedushas, you should make Havdalah. So why don't we make Havdalah between the 2 days of Yantif? Between the first and the second night of Sukkot, first and second night of Pesach, we should make Havdalah. Mishum Chumra. You would say you'd be Mavdalah because one of the days is Chol. So Rav Elchanan asked the Kasha, "I'll call part of Kasha." He says, "Why don't we do it?" So he says, "It must be." He said, "It must be v'yesh lomar." He said, "It must be that we hold that just like on Shabbos, you have a couple days to make Havdalah. You have till Tuesday. So too by Yantif. You have a couple days anyway. So why be mezalzel on the Yantif and make Abdullah now? You have some extra time after Yantif. But he just wonders at the end, which is a great kasha. He says, on Shabbos, you could think about, okay, how much time are you going to have after Shabbos? It makes sense to split the week in half. Okay, the first 3 days, the previous Shabbos, next day is the next Shabbos, make Abdullah till Tuesday. But after Yantif, so like, what's the rule? After Yantif, Yantif ends on Tuesday. So how long do you have to make Abdullah? Yantif isn't part of the week. So he just leaves it, Sarach Iyan. He says, I don't know how, maybe you have 24 hours. He says, but that's what we do. We do it 24 hours later. But he says, Sarach Iyan, by Hav Shabbos, it makes sense to like give him an extra couple days. By Yantif, it's very unclear whether he should have some extra days or not. Either way, that is a discussion of Havdalah. Right, this is Lachadchil, we're changing it to a Lachadchil, but only because we don't want to be Mezazel in the Yantif.
Right,
so there is a reason why we would push it off. Okay,
Rav,
yeah.
They say from Shabbos to Yantif, he held
making Havdalah? We didn't speak about making Havdalah. We said, Rav says Shabbos to Yantif is an Isra of Hachana Darabah. Right, Yantif is not, because one of the days is weekday. One of these is weekday, so it's not a problem. So Vaiter the Gemara, second wide line. Amar Rabzeira Kavase Drav Asi Misavra. So the Gemara is going to bring a proof to each one. I think Rav Asi is right. Rav Asi who says that it's Kedusha Achas. Why? Because look today. Today we know we have the calendar. We know exactly when Yantiv is. And we still keep 2 days of Yantiv. So it must be that the original law, the original decree, wasn't just Mishum Safek. You're not sure. And really one of the days is a weekday. It must be. It was a Takana Kavua. It was a Chok, Rashi says. It was a Chok Takana Kavua. They made it Kedusha Achas. It wasn't just Mishum Safek. And therefore Rav Asi is correct. Amar Abaya, Kavasi de Rav Mistava. No, Abaya says, no, I think Rav is right. What's Rav? Rav will stay Kedushos, meaning it's purely based on Safek, and one of the days is really weekday. Titznan, as the Mishnah says, we know from Meseches, Rosh Hashanah, but Rishon HaYim Asiyin Masuos. Originally, how they tell everybody it was Rosh Chodesh, they used to put out these big torches on the mountains, and the Mishnah lists off which three mountains, Sartaba and the other mountains that were used to let everybody know it was Rosh Chodesh, and that was very efficient, that method, because you could do it much quicker then, right? You could people see from very far, much faster than sending messengers. So that's why there was no such thing, basically, originally as 2 days, because they could get the message out very quickly with these torch holders. I don't know if it ever rained, but I don't know. Mishakikolo Akusim doesn't say that was ever a problem. But what was the problem was the Kusim. Because the Kusim, those who didn't believe in certain mitzvos, so they started putting up torches when it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, they putting up extra torches, they started messing around with the whole plan. So Chazal couldn't use the torches anymore. So the Mishnah says, Hiskidushi Yishlichan Yosin, so they said, you know what, we're going to send out messengers. Send out messengers, it won't be as efficient, but it will solve the problem. But what's mashma from the Mishnah? V'ilu balu kusim avdira chadyoma. But once the kusim, if the kusim would ever be batel, if they wouldn't be around anymore, it sounds like we'd go back to the original method of the torches. Which means when we have 2 days, and when there are messengers, there's a problem. Because the messengers can't reach so far as the torches did. So the people who didn't find out when Rosh Chodesh was, they have to keep 2 days of Yantif. Right, because they wouldn't know exactly when Yantif was. But it sounds like we would go back to the first method if the kusim would be batel. And also, unless it were the shluchim got to, they'd also keep 1 day. So you see from this that it wasn't a takana kavua to keep 2 days. It was only situational. It was only because you didn't know when Yantif was. But if they would know when Yantif was, either in the Zman of the Torches or Bizman now when the messengers got there, you keep 1 day. So you'd see it's purely Mishum Sveka to Yoma, and therefore it should be Shtei Kedushos, Raya to Raf. Okay? Those are the two Rayas to each of the Shitos.
So according to Abaya, why do we have 2 days?
So according to Abaya, according to Abaya, well, we'll see. Next line of the Gemara. The Hasha the Adina Bekviyat Yarcha by Tav Dira Shayome. Thanks for the lead-in. So now that we're Bekviyat Yarcha, now we have a calendar. Exactly, this is the Kasha. This is the Kasha of Yantav Sheni. Right now we know the calendar. Why do we keep 2 days Yantav today? Okay, so what does the Gemara say? Bishop the Shalchum Itam. They sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael. Hisaru b'minagav oseichem. Be careful in the minag of your fathers. B'yadeichem. Zimnin de gazru hamalchus gzera. Maybe the Malchus will make an evil decree, v'asal kalkule, and we will come to be makalkel, and we'll forget the calendar. So the simple reading of this Gemara is that this last line is one big line. And that is, to be a denu, and you know why we do it? Because, you know, maybe the decree, maybe even though we know the calendar now, maybe we'll forget the calendar one day, maybe there'll be a gzera, and therefore we keep it bizman hazeh. The first Tosfos in Tainus. Tosfos, there clearly holds that there are two answers of this line of the Gemara. Tosfos says, first Tosfos quotes Asiluk al Kule, and then Tosfos says, Va'od minakam asidu biyadeinu. Maritz Chayes there says, where did Tosfos get this from? It's one answer in the Gemara. But the, either way, whether it's one or two answers, this is our Yesod of minak avasidu biyadeinu, and that's why we keep this gzeira.
If the fear is
we're going to forget, you don't need minhag avasidu biyadeinu. Correct. That's why Tosfos Lachora takes us two answers. Because each one sounds like a separate reason. You don't need one without the other. The Meshech Chachma, this could be a special day, three Meshech Chachmas. The Meshech Chachma in Perek Yud Beis of Shmos, right, the beginning of Achodesh Zelachem, Meshech Chachma quotes, and this is emphasized by many of the Achronim, even though one might disagree with the reason of Yantav Sheni, this is one of the most... one of the first halakhas that was taken away by the Reform, you know, Yantav Sheni, we know the calendar, but again, this is one of the most controversially, you know, thought of minhagim and takanas, but many of the Achronim say chas v'shalom, the Gemara here says v'nagav v'seidu biyadeinu, and the Meshech Chachma there quotes the Gra, we have a Mesorah from the Gra, de'im ki chazal pirshu tamam, even though many times we have a reason that chazal have given us for a takana, because os od hishiru tamunim b'seser levavam ta'amim la'alafim gedolim v'rabim avaloze la'ozen hamon b'nei Yisrael. There are hundreds of reasons, says the Gra, for each rabbinic law, each takana d'rabbanan. We know one of them, maybe two reasons, but there are many reasons that we don't even know about. So even though Chazal didn't warrant megala those reasons for us, as the Meshech Chachma, chas v'shalom, that we should think that the gzeira wouldn't apply. He then adds, he says, I think there is a reason. He says, because if you look in the Rambam's Pirshei Mishnayos, the Rambam's clear that we're going to get a Beis Din before Mashiach comes. What he says, he quotes from a Pirshei Mishnayos from the Rambam in Sanhedrin. So he says, there's going to be a Bezdin before Mashiach comes. If that's going to be true, the second there's a Bezdin, we're going to have to start being Makadish again, I'll be Re'iyah. But we're not going to have Mashiach yet, so maybe not everybody's going to know. So he works out a reason halachically for Yantav Sheni why we should keep the Lo Bezman Hazeh. But he is emphatic that we have many reasons that the Chachamim say that they don't give us. There's also the Shedel Yavis, Rabbi Yaakov Emden also has a tshuva where he's very strong. He says Chalila Lachshov Minag Zeh Kishar Min Hagim Habain B'Chafetzu B'Bechira Harei Batlu Mitzvas Tfilin. It's amazing. The post can talk about this. It's amazing. Let's say the last day Yontif, Simchas Torah. We don't wear tefillin in Chol Moed anyway, according to many. Simchas Torah, we don't wear tefillin. We don't wear tefillin because of Sveika Diyoma. It's mitzvah d'oraisa. We're being mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillin. B'kum v'asei, sheshev al tas. It's amazing chiddush. It's amazing chiddush. The Ragged Shaver has a shuva where he says, I wear tefillin. Somebody asks him this kashi, he says, I wear tefillin. Okay, but we're not the Ragged Shavers, right? So we don't wear tefillin. So how can we mevatel the mitzvah of tefillin? That's like chalila. He says chalila to be mezalzel on this because obviously Chazal had some reasons for this. They mevatel tefillin. You make all these extra brachas. For lachash lebracha levatala. He says deminag ze afilu yavo Eliyahu v'yomer lano levatzlo ein shomelo atche yavo imo gol tzedek v'yibane beis abechira beher v'yameinu. So he says the Rebbe of Emden. He's very strong in terms of taking this minag seriously. But this is it. This is minag avasina biyadenu the sholchem itam sug. Period. Okay. Itmar, three lines from the bottom. Now we're up to part three of our discussion. We had Yantif Shabbos, we had 2 days of Yantif, and now we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah.
Is it
Daf
Yantif that's such a thing? That
we're 2 days of Yantif, yeah. I mean, all
there's so many things that now we're finding out.
All takanas. Many times we think that the reason doesn't apply. We're going to talk about it a little bit, hopefully later today, about the different types of Derabanan. If we don't get to it today, but tomorrow. But either way, this is the halacha. Itmar, three lines from the bottom. So if you have the extra sheet, I printed a sheet here just to make the following daf a little straightforward. There's different steps. Itmar. Shneim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shmuel Dami Trevayel Noda Bezazer Bezeh. So what do we say about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? The 2 days of Yantif we just discussed is a machlokas. 2 days of Shabbos Yantif, machlokas. What about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? How do we view their Kedusha? Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos? Says Rabbi Shmuel, the halach is Noda Bezeh Asura Bezeh. Whatever is born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Asura Bazeh. Meaning, what did that tell us? Kedusha Achas. One Kedusha. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, as you see on the sheet, there were three stages in history that we're going to be talking about. Stage one. Barishona ha'imakam ha'nezah ha'chodesh kalayom. Originally, they accepted, Bezdin accepted the Edom all day. When the Edom come to say, when is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? When is Rosh Hashanah? These who accept Edis Kol Hayom. So stop time. That's T1 in history. They accepted Edom Kol Hayom. So in that type of case, then at that point there was no difference between Rosh Hashanah and other Yom Tovim. Because just like every other Yantif holiday, Rosh Chodesh, They accepted Eidim all day, so they're Rosh Hashanah. So if you didn't know about what Kedusha, if you didn't know about it, you were outside of Yerushalayim somewhere, you kept 2 days Al Safik. Right, Al Safik, because you didn't know. There was no difference at that point in history between Rosh Hashanah and any other Yantif. So at that stage, if you see on the sheet, where it was Beyamim Yisafik, we would say the halacha was Nolda Bazeh, Mutaris Bazeh. Because at that point, it was for sure two Kedushos. Because it was all Misham Safik. There was no such thing as anything different about Rosh Hashanah. But then came along the first takana, last line. Pamachas Yishao Aidim Lavo, Meniskako Aviim Bashir. What happened? One time, the Aidim came very late in the day. And the Leviim had sung the wrong song when they brought the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. They came very late in the day, right? They sung the weekday song, and the Aidim come, and the Aidim say, oh, Aleph Tishrei, we saw the moon. What do you mean it's Aleph Tishrei? We already sung the song of Lamed Elul. It's not going to be Aleph Tishrei. So the Chazal didn't want this to keep occurring. Eidim come later in the day. So you know what they did? Hiskinu shelo yei mekabel nas Eidim el ad mincha. They made a law that we only accept Eidim until mincha, until Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. That's it. If Eidim come afterwards, what do you do? V'imbo Eidim in mincha ulamala noagin oso ayom kodesh ulamacha kodesh. You know what? If Eidim come later on, so then this is on stage two in the on your sheet, right? If they come after mincha, then yes, we will still hold the next day is Aleph Tishrei. Not today. We're not accepting Eidim anymore. You come today, you say you saw the moon, tough luck. This is a Takanat Rabbanan. The first day of Tishrei is tomorrow, even though you already saw the moon. But you know what the halacha is? We'll finish out this day that you came, which in our calendar now is Lamed Elul, we'll finish this out with Kedusha, meaning we'll keep doing the Isra Malacha. In other words, get backtrack for a second. Every year, first step, second step, they always, this day that was potentially Lamed Tishrei, Lamed Elul or Aleph Tishrei, Bnei Yisrael always kept an Isra Malacha, because Eidim might come. We don't know if Eidim are going to come or not. So let's say they kept an Isra Malacha from the night before. They're not making Kiddush yet because it might be a weekday. They're just doing an Isra Malacha. So now, once Mincha comes, so all of a sudden, no Eidim, so no more Eidim. So now I can do whatever I want. Fine. But what if Eidim come after Mincha? So you know what the Halacha still was? You know what? You've been knowing this day as a Yom Kodesh, an Isra Malacha, so you'll finish it off. Finish it off. Today will be Yantif in terms of your behavior, and tomorrow will be Yantif in terms of your behavior. But in terms of the calendar, tomorrow is really Aleph Tishrei. Because we don't want to have the problems with the Leviim singing again, so they made both days Kodesh, but really the following day is Aleph Tishrei. At this stage of history, what do you see? There was a takana that you'll have 2 days of Kodesh, right? Not Al Safek. There was no Safek here. They knew exactly when the Eidim came. So at this stage of the Gemara, at this stage of history, the Gemara assumes that you'd say Nolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh, because it's Kedusha Achas. There wasn't any Safek here, even in Yerushalayim. They knew exactly when the Eidim were coming. The Eidim came after Mincha. But you know what? There was still 2 days of Kodesh. Lamed Elul and Aleph Tishrei next to each other. 2 days of Kodesh, not because of a Safek, that's called Kedusha Achas. And therefore, Nolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh. That was step two in stage two in history. Fine. Fourth line. Amar Rabba. Now Rabba says, "Mitakarnas of Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'eloch beitzim muteres." Stage three in history. Now we know Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai changed the law back, and therefore beitzim muteres. As we'll see in a second, it's on. What happened? Mishachar beitzim megdash yeskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shibakabli ezachodesh kol hayom. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, after the beitzim megdash was destroyed, said, "You know what? We don't have any reason for not accepting Eidim until the end of the day, right? Because there's no more Leviim singing. There's a Chorban Abayis. Therefore, you know what? Now we'll go back to what we originally said. Go back to accepting Eidus Kol Hayom." So what happened to our halacha about the egg at that stage of history? So Shitas Rabba is, we go back to stage one. Stage three goes back to stage one of history. Stage one of history, we accepted Eidim all day. So to now, we accepted Eidim all day. And therefore, Beitza Muteres, Shtei Kedushos, Rabba simple. We go back, stage three, you see on your sheet, stage three, A, Rabba says, you go back to stage one, Beitza is Muteres. I, Amalei Abaya, Vaharav Shmuel, Darmi Travayu, Beitza Asura. I have a Mesorah from Rav Shmuel who lived post-Churban, that the Beitza is Asura. So I thought you go back to stage one, which is Shtei Kedushos, Beitza Shvi Muteres. So Amalei, so answers Abaya, answers Rabba. Amalei, Aminu Chano, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Vata Amalei Rav Shmuel. I'm telling you about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You're telling me about Rabbi Shmuel? I don't understand. What's the problem? So, Rabbi Shmuel kasha bezisa. No, Rabbi Shmuel can't argue on a Mishnah. If the Mishnah says that you go back to stage one, so how could they, meaning shtei kedushos, how could they say the egg is aser, which means kedusha achas? So, lo kasha halon v'halahu. No problem. Halad v'halahu. This is us, this is them. What does that mean? So Rashi explains this is a chiddush. L'bnei Eretz Yisrael, who now keep one day, stage three, you can't keep one day because now they know exactly when the Edom come. So then we say, fine, Beis HaMuteres. That's what I was talking about. But what about the B'nai Chutz La'aretz? Even at stage three, even now, they keep 2 days because of a suffix, because they don't know when the Edom came. There's no real suffix inherently, but they just don't know when the Edom came. So they're still keeping 2 days. So the B'nai Chutz La'aretz, they kept 2 days of Yontif at stage two of history, when they did not accept Edom except until Mincha. So at that point in history, they kept 2 days, not because of a suffix. That was because everybody kept 2 days, even in Eretz Yisrael. And now they keep 2 days because they don't know. The people in Eretz Yisrael don't keep 2 days anymore. But the people in Chutz La'aretz, Rashi explains, always kept 2 days. Nothing ever changed in their behavior. So if nothing ever changed in their behavior, we're not going to change the din. Even though, theoretically, maybe the reasons change for their behavior. The first 2 days was because of a takana kavua. Now that there can be 2 days is because of a safek. But, says the Gemara, halon v'halahu, when it comes to them, their behavior hasn't changed, so we're not going to change the halacha. Beis is still going to say aser. Okay, yeah.
What did they do about blowing shofar?
What do you mean?
Stage one.
In stage one, so the shofar, remember, is only the Drabanan. No, I'm saying the Isser of blowing shofar would potentially only be an Isser Drabanan to blow shofar if it was a... Right? If first of all, one second.
No, it's not Shabbos.
They blew shofar misafek. What do they do about the bracha? It's either weekday or the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so blow shofar. Right, the minhag of not blowing la'arvei v'sasatan and erev Rosh Hashanah. I don't have to worry about that minhag. But okay. But this is all period in the Gemara. This was all first view. So remember, just to review, it's straightforward. Just got a halakha. Number one is stage one. They accepted Edom all day. So if ever there was any type of suffix, it was a real suffix of the yoma. But outside, that was Beis HaMuteres, because it was a sick of the Yoma 2 days. Stage two, even in Yerushalayim, they kept 2 days of Rosh Hashanah because of the issue of the Levium. So at that stage, Beis HaAsura. Stage three, says Rabbah, goes back to stage one. Beis says Muteres, but because, you know, now it's Bishop's sick of the Yoma. Fine. So now we have three other opinions within stage three. Meaning, even after we go back to the original law of accepting Edom all day, there's still a reason to say the egg is aser. There's still a reason, bizman hazeh, to say the egg is aser. What reason? Three potential reasons in the Gemara. That's the rest of the daf today. Rav Yosef Amar, this is number one, within stage three, why the egg should still be aser, even bizman hazeh. Even post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when we went back to accepting Edom all day, the Beitza is still usher. My time, why? Havi davar sheb minyan, v'chol davar sheb minyan, sarach minyan achal levatlo. Because it's a davar sheb minyan. What's a davar sheb minyan? Davar sheb minyan means that there was a group, there was a number of a bezdin at some point in history that made a law, and a later bezdin does not have the authority to undermine or to change that. Without, they can't do it. So we need another minion. If you don't have another minion, a parallel number of a bezdin in a later point in history, you can't change the law, even if the reason does not apply anymore. So therefore, here the egg, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai does not. He said that we go back to the original law of accepting Edom all day, but the halacha of Beis Asura, that can't change. The egg was asered, the egg can't be matered. There's a lot to talk about Davar Sheb Minyan, but hopefully we'll do it at the end, if we have time. Yeah, you're going to ask the Gemara's Kasha, yeah. Amar of Yosef, let's continue. So Amar of Yosef, where's the marker for Davar Sheb Minyan? That once something is asered in history, a later bezin does not have the authority to uproot it. Three makoros. Dichsiv, number one, Lechem Olahem, Shuvah Lechem Olahem. After Har Sinai, when Hashem says to Am Yisrael, go back to your tents, meaning originally you weren't allowed to be with your wives, Ein Ola Ishto, and now Hashem says, you know what, go back. So we'll see how this is a makar, but Shuvah Lechem Olahem, the Gemara is going to explain it. Just by the way, in parenthetically, got to get Meshech Chachma number two for today. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Dvarim quotes the Chassam Sofer, who wonders, what's the source for the principle of Gershon is Gaya Kagat and Shinola Dami? What's the mucker that when a ger becomes a Jew, he loses all his relatives? What's the mucker for that halacha? So the Chassam Sofer says, I've wondered all my life what the halacha is. Wondered all my life. I don't know where the mucker for that halacha is. Says the Meshech Chachma, I think it's this pasuk. Shuvu lechem aleichem. Says the Meshech Chachma, they got the halachas of Arayas and Matan Torah. Probably some Bnei Yisrael were married to some relatives before Matan Torah. They're probably married to some relatives that were going to become Nesar. But what does Hashem say? Go back to your tents, meaning go back to your wives, whoever you are. What do you mean, whoever you are? Some of them will probably nesar to each other now. The answer is no. Gershon is gar, kashin all of them. We will geir mematan in Torah. It says the Meshech Chachma, he thinks this pasuk of Shuvalachem Aleichem is the marker for Gershon is gaya. Okay, that's parenthetically. Anyway, so the first marker for Dervishim and Minyan is this pasuk. Go back to your tents. V'yomar, a second source, b'mshocha yofal heimu yalu bahar. Second source of Dervishim and Minyan is, Hashem says, after I blow shofar, after I leave our Sinai, then you can go on the mountain. So a third marker, Vitznan, the Mishnah says, first two makaras are psukim, the third makar is a Mishnah. Vitznan, Karamar, v'yhoya oli rishalai mahalach yomecha l'chol tzad. We know there's a halacha called neta ravai or kerem ravai. That means the fruit, or at least the vines, machlokas. Either way, the vines of the fourth year, we have to. The first 3 years are arla. I can't do anything with them. The fourth year is ravai. I have to bring that up to Yerushalayim. But the halacha is, just like by Maaser Sheni, let's say I live far away and it's too much to schlep my ravai fruits to Yerushalayim, I'm allowed to be poda. I'm allowed to change the kedusha of the fruit of ravai onto money. But there was a takana that if you lived within a one-day walk from Yerushalayim, you weren't allowed to be poded. Because we want to beautify, we'll see in a minute, we want to beautify the marketplaces of Yerushalayim with fruit. So we say if you live within one day, you got to bring the fruit. You can't be poded. That was the takana. Right, so Kerem Ravai, you was brought up to Yerushalayim within a radius of one-day walk. Vizui Tchuma, and watch what was the Tchum? So it says, Elas... Elat min adaro, makravas min atzafon, lumen amayir, v'yadim min amizrach. Fine, those are the borders. V'yamar ula v'item rabba v'rachana rabbi Yochanan, matam, what was the reason for this takana? K'dei la'at ha'shukim Yerushalayim b'peiros, so the shukim of the marketplace of Yerushalayim will be beautified with fruit. V'tanya, the Brisa says, kerev ha'yilol rabba lazim b'mizrach lud, b'tzak fartevi, Rabbi Eliezer had a vineyard within this distance from Yerushalayim, uprikish lafkir laniyim, and he lived post Churban, and it was too much for him to schlep, so he said, you know what, I'm going to be mafkir all my vines to the aniyim, the poor people will get it, and they'll schlep it up to Yerushalayim, because I can't do it. So Amar Tamidav, his student said to him, Rebbe, for nimnum alachal chaveirecha v'itiru, what do you mean? Your friends already got together, b'minyin, and they mafted this takana. This is a Churban abayis, so therefore we don't bring up the fruits anymore. So Manchev Rechav Yochav Ezakai. Rechav Ezakai was, they already mastered it. They got together and they mastered it. But what's the deal? Taima de Nimnu. Only because there was a minion. Nimnu Alecha. Only because there was a minion were they able to be mastered it. Halo Nimnu Lo. Had they not been Nibneh, then they wouldn't have been able to be mastered it. Fine. Those are three Makaros now for the principle of Darvashim and Minion. Now the Gemara goes into why did you need three Makaros and how did you understand them? So my Va'omer. What does it mean? Why were there three Makaros quoted here? The pasuk says in Yisro that Hashem says for 3 days don't go to be with your wives, right? Matan Torah. And then if Hashem says don't be with your wives for 3 days, so what do I need the best pasuk to tell me? Go back to your wife. I know after 3 days are finished, I'll go back to my wife. What do I need the special heter of go back to my wife? Shema Minos, that proves our principle. Called Avishim Minyan, Sarach Minyan Achala Tiro. No, because once something is asked at a certain time in history, it doesn't memela become mutter, even if the reason does not apply anymore. You need a special heter. That's what you learn from Matan Torah. The Chitemel Mitzvahs Ona Huda Asa. And if you want to say, no, the first makar of go back to your wives, that wasn't a special heter. That was just the Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, fulfill your mitzvah of Ona. Fulfill your mitzvah of Ona. Ona being with one's wife. But it's not meant to be a heter. Just the Marsha says, why would we have thought that this mitzvah wouldn't apply anymore? What? There's no Hashem doesn't give any chizik for any other mitzvah, so why dafka this mitzvah? So the Maharam Shif answers, no, because by Har Sinai that was a total pre-shah. We see Moshe Rabbeinu was out with his wife anymore. We see what kind of experience Matan Torah was. So that's what we would have thought. Maybe there's no more regular relationships between husbands and wife. So that's why. So maybe if you reflect this was just to teach me the mitzvah of Ona, so Tashma, that's why you need the second pasuk. Shocha Yovel Heimu Yalu Vahar. The second pasuk about shofar. Michti. Now we explain it. Ksiv Gamatzon Vabakar Yuram Laharahu. The pasuk says even animals cannot walk on Har Sinai. B'mshocha Yovel Amali. So I realize that why can't you go on Har Sinai? Because Hashem's presence is there. So what do I need a special pasuk to tell me that, you know, when the shofar blows, you know, you could go on. Of course, when Hashem leaves, so I could go on the mountain. So again, Shemami No Davar Shemiminyan Sarchman Yachalatiro. It must be for this principle that even when something is asered, it needs to be beferish matired in the afterwards. And now the Gemara says the third one. And if you want to tell me there's only a prize by Do'orises, what Do'orises? Hashem's, Rashi explains, what does the word Do'orisa here mean? By something that Hashem himself said. That's what it means here by Daraisa. If you want to say it only applies by something that Hashem himself says, it has to be matured by Drabana, not Toshma. That's why we have the third one, Kerem Ravai, Vahakerem Ravai, Dirabanan. Kerem Ravai is only Dirabana Bismanazeh, Vikami Lake, Farnim Lechachavecha Vidiru. And you see, you still need the Heter. So this explains the three Makoros for the principle of Darvish Meminyan, Zerachmin Yachala Hatiro. Again, tomorrow we'll talk more about the Lundas of Darvish Meminyan. Today we're just going to try to get through the Gemara. Yeah. Oh, so that's tomorrow's discussion. Is it Minyan Acher versus Ashi Godol Mimenu B'chachma V'Minyan? That's a steer between our Gemara and the Mishnah Idios. We'll get to that tomorrow. Yeah.
But when you're talking about the 3 days, it's a particular
phone
that you're talking about. So it's not a blanket thing. When you talk about the
Shofar
even, so maybe you can kind of, that Klai Yisrael wouldn't know when Akash Baruch Hu had left.
Okay.
So Akash Baruch Hu says, do this for 3 days. When the 3 days are over,
right. Okay, that's why you have the second marker. So that's why it's not limited to the 3 days, because the second case you might not have known, but you still need the Heter. But the Gemara explains why you need each one of them. So this is all, let's get back to our focus. What do we get into this whole discussion for? Because Rav Yosef said that even in stage 3 of history, where we accept Edom all day, and the only reason we keep Yandav today is Mishum Sveika the Yoma, still the egg is going to stay Asur. Nolda Bazeh, Asur Bazeh. Why? Because the egg was Asur Beminyan, and therefore it can never change. So now the Gemara asks on that. 1 second. The egg was Asur Beminyan, and this may be what you were going to ask before. V'chitema Beitza Namni Imola Rav Yochanan. What do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he matured the egg. He matured the egg. So the Gemara said, no, he never matured the egg. He imnu ha'edus abeitza lo imnu. No, he only changed that you could accept edim all day. But he never said that the egg, which was asur, now becomes mutter. The Gemara says, 1 second. Amar le'abaya, atu beitza b'minyan mihave? The egg was never asur in the first place. The egg is an application and a result of the edus halacha. The egg never said anything. They never said anything about an egg. Beitza be'edus talya milsa. It's our beitza. Ishtari edus, ishtari beitza. I know what you're talking about, Rav Yosef. The Chazal, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, never asked for the egg in the first place. All he said was an edus halacha. Accept edim until mincha, or change that. The egg halacha is a result of that. If you accept edus only till mincha, and therefore the 2 days of Kodesh are kavua, not mishum safek, then the egg's going to be usher. If it's bezman hazeh, that you accept edus all day in stage 3, so then the egg would be mutter. So I don't understand about this Darvish Minyan issue. So he leaves it betzarach ian. That is all, though, reason number one, why even in stage 3, even post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you'd say the egg is usher. That was all number one. Number two now, you see on your sheet, number two that you have, right, you see number two within stage 3b. Number two, Rav Adar and Rav Salman. Rather, Rav Salman, Travayim, Mebe, Kluchis, Amri, Abitur, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Philip, Beis, Asura. A second reason why after Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, meaning even now when we accept Eidus Kol Hayom and the 2 days of Olim, Mishum, Sveika, the Yoma, and you should say, Shtei Kedushos, and you should say, Nolda Bazem, Muteras Bazem, still we say the egg is still a Usser. Why? My time up, Mehera, Yibana, Beis, HaMikdash, the Yomru, Eshtakat, Milochano, Beis, Abiyant of Sheni. I know, because maybe Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt this year, and we're going to remember what we did last year. Hey, last year, didn't we eat the egg on Yantav Sheni? Hashanami Nechol. So to now, we'll eat it on the second day. V'lo Yadi, and we won't realize. The Eshtakit Shtei Kedushos Hein V'hashe Kedusha Achasi. I won't realize that then it was two Kedushos, Bizman Hazeh. And when we have a Beis HaMikdash, we're going to go back to the law of only accepting Edom until Mincha. So therefore, it's going to be 2 days, not Mishum Safik, and so the egg's going to be Asur. So that's why today, again, an amazing Hashkafic note, as I mentioned when we did this in Sukkah, for all centuries, halacha is affected because of Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We're so looking forward that at any moment it might happen, so that affects halacha for centuries until we have that Beis HaMikdash. So that's why we're not going to eat the egg today. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi Eidus Nami Lo Nekabel. If we're worried about, we're going to get confused in the future. So we shouldn't accept Eidus all day, because maybe Beis Din will say, just like we accepted Edom all day last year, so to this year, they won't realize that now there's a carbon to worry about. Gemara says, no. My time, maybe you buy this Yom or Shtaka Milo Kabano Edis Hakodesh Kolayam Kulo. Right, so what's the difference? The Gemara answers, no, big difference. Hashtanami Nakabel, I'm sorry. Hachi Hashta, no. Hashtam Edis Masura Lako, the Beis Din, Beis Lako Masura. No, Edis, you're talking about Beis Din. Beis Din's not going to make mistakes. They're not going to forget last year, this year. Everybody else, the eggs. So that's everybody. So we have to worry about eggs. We don't have to worry about the Edis. That was all reason number two. Okay, now reason number three. Rava Amar, you see number three on your sheet, and now Rava Amar, Rava says, A third reason why, even in stage three of history, where you accept Edim Kol Hayom, still the egg is going to be Aser, Beit Sasura. And this finally is where we get a little bit of our Rosh Hashanah, where it comes from. Milo Modi Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Shimbo Edim in the Minchah Lamala Shenoagin Oso Hayom Kodesh Olamachar Kodesh. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, we accept Edim all day, even after Mincha, it did not revert back to stage one. It's not stage one, and therefore tomorrow is really going to be Aleph Tishrei. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai never changed that. Really, today, if the Edom come, today is going to be Aleph Tishrei. If the Edom come after Mincha, today is going to be Aleph Tishrei. But you know what? He never changed the fact that tomorrow is also going to be Yontif. Tomorrow is always going to be Yontif. He never changed that. You're right, we're going to accept the Edom in terms of the halachic calendar date. That's all he changed. Counting to Sukkot, counting to Yom Kippur, we'll consider the day the Edom came the real day, because after all, that is the real day. But he never changed the fact that we're going to keep the next day as a Yontif. What's the next day? Beis Tishrei. But he never changed that part of the halacha, and therefore, that's why you still say, no, the bazeh, asur bazeh, because that part of the halacha he never changed. This is where we get our Rosh Hashanah from, because our 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, what are the 2 days? It's Aleph and Beis Tishrei. Right? Every other 2 day Rosh Chodesh is Lamed and Aleph. So up until this last line of the Gemara, we never heard of an Aleph and Beis day. This last Rava is where we get our Rosh Hashanah from, because our Rosh Hashanah is Aleph and Beis Tishrei. Where does that come from? That comes from Rava here. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, even when he accepted Eidus Kol Hayom, he said, fine, so today will be Aleph Tishrei, but tomorrow is still a Yom Kodesh as well, and therefore, no de bazeh, asura bazeh. For Amar Rava, and Rava ends off, Hilchas HaKavasi D'Rav Bahani Tlas, Bein L'Kula Bein L'Chumra. I say the halakha is like Rav in all these three cases. What three cases? The case of Shabbos Yontif next to each other. No de bazeh, asura bazeh. Yotav Sheni Shogolias, Nolda Bazeh Muteres Bazeh, and Rosh Hashanah, Nolda Bazeh Asura Bazeh. There's a lot of lamdas on Devarshim and Minyan. Tomorrow, the first few minutes, we'll talk about it, and then we'll get into the next sugya. Tomorrow we talk about doing kvura on Yotav Sheni, different minhagim in our world today. That's tomorrow's daf, kvura on Yotav Sheni, and other halakhs. Okay, this year was Bazeh Nishmas, founded by the Keller family, Bazeh Nishmas, Zelda, Basara. Oh, I didn't get to the third Meshech Chachma, but it's from tomorrow. I don't know if I said Beli Neder. Okay, so I'm Bibshoch Hayovel Hemu Yalu Vahar. Okay, I have to at least mention it. I'll get to it tomorrow.